I know one of the areas you've been diving into is the Robertson Panel. And I don't know how familiar our listeners are with what the Robertson Panel is, but this is back in the early 1950s. The CIA, concerned about a rash of UFO sightings, convened this panel of top scientists to get together, examine the evidence, and come to some conclusions about how to get this under control. You can take the story from there.
Yeah, you know, the Robertson Panel has been one of the main reasons that I am as passionate about this topic as I am, the topic being UFOs and everybody who sees them or sees something they don't understand. There's no question about it. Our government, in all of its wisdom, back in the 50s, realized that it had a PR problem, and it was kind of a twofold problem. One was, you know, lots of people were seeing things they couldn't explain or understand, and they were reaching out to the government for help. You know, hey, I saw this. You guys need to find out what it is. Well, that was overwhelming the Air Force. It was overwhelming the FBI, you know, and the papers were making a heyday out of it. And some of the local news broadcasts were really getting into it. The other part of the problem was they couldn't explain them all. And that's a huge issue back in the 50s, post-World War II, and in the nuclear age. If the mightiest government on the planet couldn't tell you, yes, this is that, and we know what it is, and this is why it's not a risk, and that's the key point. This is why it's not a risk. If they can't answer those questions or assure their population that it's not a risk, they've got real problems. So what did they do? Well, they did what every good government does when it doesn't want anybody to think about stuff or bother them with it. They brought together a panel of experts, and the experts really thought about the situation. They had discussions for hours over the situation, and their brilliant idea was, well, we just need to initiate basically what has become to be known as Project Ridicule. Project Ridicule works out, and to be pretty much anybody who talks about this stuff, you poo-poo it off. You kind of laugh at them. You bring in celebrities. You bring in companies like the Walt Disney Company. You bring in newspaper guys, you bring in TV guys, and you kind of, you know, put your arm around them, give them the wink wink and say, look, we really know there's nothing to this stuff, and we kind of need you guys to help us out. Well, at the end of the day, what you've got is you've got Air Force pilots, airline pilots, who are afraid to discuss what they saw because it's not really healthy for your career. You've got honest citizens who are seeing things in the skies they can't explain, and they're concerned. And, you know, they get labeled as nut jobs or crazy people or people who are just too ignorant to understand what they saw was an airplane. And that's really a disgusting part of our history, in my opinion. And I'm pretty sure you have an opinion on that, too, don't you?
Well, I do. And, you know, the Robertson panel looked at the UFO evidence back then, and they said they concluded after just a couple of days, UFOs are not a threat to national security, but the reporting about UFOs is a potential threat to national security. And therefore, and they used the term, we need to institute a policy of debunking, to institute the ridicule factor, the laughter curtain. And whether or not the program was ever instituted, that's sort of how it's worked out, because people who see these things and aren't quite sure what they saw are afraid to talk about it. 9 out of every 10 UFO sightings are not reported to anyone because people are afraid that others will make fun of them. I had an interesting survey that was sent to me. It was conducted, I think, for Overdrive magazine. The lady named Diana Davis sent this. It's a trucker magazine, and truckers are some of our most loyal listeners on Coast to Coast. It asked the truckers how many of them had seen UFOs. The results were 21% said no, 11% said they weren't sure, 19% said yes, they'd seen them once, 26% said they'd seen them more than once, and then 23% said they had not seen them, but they want to. Truckers are out there. They see a lot of strange stuff in the sky and on the roads, and you know, I suspect that a lot of them don't tell anybody about it, the same as airline pilots don't tell anybody about it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you've got a commercial license that you have to earn your living and feed your family. You know, I'm pretty sure that if you get enough wacky stuff in your record, it's probably fairly easy for them to pull that license. But I think, you know, the evidence that the Robertson's panel effect has absolutely, you know, happened is just everywhere. And it's the things we just discussed. I mean, look at NARCAP and look at the they did a survey. Dr. Richard Haynes, great guy, did a survey of airline pilots. And he's a PhD. He's a real investigator. He's a real scientist. He's not, you know, a UFO enthusiast without credentials. He went to every airline and asked them, can we do this survey? And it was to survey the pilots on their UFO sightings. Every single airline in America turned him down. And he said, look, we'll make it, you know, anonymous. I don't need the guy's name. I don't need anything. I just need to know that it was a pilot that filled it out. Nope, forget it. Go away. You're crazy. One airline let him do it, and it was in Israel. And the results are phenomenal, and you can Google that and you'll find it. But again, you know, why is that such a big deal to our pilots? You know, if something's going on in the sky, we know it is. I mean, all of us know there are strange things that we can't explain going on in the sky above this planet. We should really be looking into it, not poo-pooing it off. But I understand that, you know, well, if we can't describe it or defend ourselves against it, you know, why bother?